I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
When was the last time you went to voice class?
I took voice lessons in middle and high school.
I can tell your voice is like honey, vegan honey.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about dinner at Del Bar and the new Whole Foods vegan chocolate chip cookies recipe. We're also going to try vegan French gummies that a reader sent to us.
Wow.
What a lineup.
Wow. Have we vetted the firmness of these gummies? It seems like a firm bag. You good?
Here, you check.
Okay. We're going to do it either way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard gummy.
Yeah, chew them in front.
I'm a little nervous.
Chew them in the front.
A little nervous. No, that's a back chew.
That's a back chew.
Wait, do you think that's a buck teeth chew? What are
these
teeth?
No, I'm worried about your... Because the crowns are in the back.
Yeah, I know.
So chew in the front.
Becky, the crowns are all over.
Oh. Damn.
It's well covered with crowns. But what are the chomper, the rabbit teeth, the front teeth? What are the front teeth?
Aren't they just called the front teeth?
No.
Bicuspids.
No, bicuspids are the...
The fangs.
The meaty teeth, yeah. No, the fangs are the canines. The bicuspids are the teeth that are when somebody draws a tooth, that is what they're drawing. You know, the flat squares with the two little tentacles on the bottom.
Mm.
What are the front? Incisors? I thought canines
are the
incisors.
Incisors would need to be inside.
Jesus Christ, really?
Names of teeth.
This tooth's name is Randy.
Okay, the front ones are the incisors.
Ha-ha!
And then you got the canines, then the premolars, and then the molars.
So which ones are the bicuspids? Let's just put this to bed.
Unlisted. Bicuspids. Because that's definitely a tooth, right?
Yeah.
Permanent teeth located between the canines and the molars.
I told you.
So the premolars are the bicuspids.
Yes. Yes. So
we did it.
On North Highland Avenue, sorry if you don't live in Atlanta. Sorry in general. If you're driving down North Highland Avenue.
Yeah.
Where we used to live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that area of
that
North
area,
Highland?
Yes. Okay. There was a dentist on the strip of one of the lofts that was built where M&M Perk Coffee is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a dentist there, and it was a pediatric dentist. And they had a sign sticking out from it, and it was a bicuspid on the sign.
Mm.
But it always bothered me. Not bothered me, but seemed strange to me. Okay, it bothered me. You know what? It bothered me.
You were mad about it.
No, I wasn't mad about it, but I was bothered by it. Because the tooth was so sexy, Becky. The tooth had full lips.
Ooh la la.
And a demure face, like demure eyes, like lidded eyes and big lashes.
Okay.
It was a very sexy tooth for a pediatric dentist.
It really disturbed your delicate sensibilities.
It was, do you remember, I'm sure you do, the Wendy's Grill Skills video?
Of course. How could I forget Grill Skills?
Okay. I get that you remember that it exists.
The minutia of the Grill Skills video? Medium. Okay. Not really. If you say something about it, it'll probably like come back.
So during the rap, the Grill Skills video, first half is the training.
Yep.
And the back half is the rap.
Listener, I'll link to this in the show notes, and you should watch it because these fast food training videos are amazing. They're so fun from the 80s and 90s.
I do need to, we need to disclaim, A lot of raw meat being cooked in the grill skills video.
Oh, yeah. So it is very meaty. If you don't want to see that, don't watch it. Yeah. But if you like a good 80s fast food training video like we do.
You can do hot drinks.
Hot good. Drinks, cold drinks. I'll link to those as well in case you want something without meat in it.
So anyway, the grill skills is broken into two parts. One is the training, and then there's a rap video or a music video that is everything from that's everything from the first part. Set to music. In that part, the Patties are the backup singers and they have lady faces.
Oh, yeah, like, they do.
Drawn onto them. It's that kind of lady face that was on this sexy tooth.
It's like Mist Me from Doctor Who. What's her name? Cassandra.
Cassandra. Yeah. Yes. Moisturize Me.
Moisturize Me. Wow. Moisturize. Well, they were spraying her. Yeah, I know. You're right. It's Moisturize Me.
I know how you
Dim
got
Sim
there.
Kitty is in her car screaming right now.
I'm screaming right now.
I know. I'm screaming at myself.
Inside.
So. Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? Do we have to formally ask how you're doing? It seems like you're doing well.
I'm doing great. I had an incredible Beltline skate yesterday with friends. It started raining at 5 p.m. yesterday, and it's supposed to rain for 3 days. So I wanted to get in like one last Beltline roll before that started because the weather is finally outdoorsy weather again.
Okay.
Like temperature-wise. And I was rolling down the Beltline, and I forgot to pack gum. I like to have gum when I'm skating because I get so thirsty, but I don't want to drink because then I have to stop and use a bathroom in roller skates. No, thank you. So I usually keep my liquid intake to the minimum and then just guzzle water in the car.
Oh, okay.
I forgot my gum, and I was so thirsty, and I was rolling down the Beltline, and I saw somebody carrying a Shake Shack lemonade. There's a Shake Shack on the Beltline.
Yeah.
And it looked so good that I went to Shake. I was meeting up with friends and I was like, find me at the Shake Shack.
Okay.
And I got a Shake Shack lemonade and I'd never had one before. It is so good and tart. I was talking to them and I was going from the tartness in between sips. It was so good. Gross, but good. Gross for them. Great experience for me.
I don't know if we're becoming a more mouthy society. Or if my misophonia is getting worse. My misophonia is definitely getting worse, but I'm not sure that that's all it is. Mm-hmm. I think we're becoming a smackier society.
Yeah, I feel like during lockdown, we forgot how to be humans.
Yeah. I'm not putting you on blast specifically, although you are very guilty.
Oh, yeah, I'm disgusting, y'all.
No, you're not disgusting. Never eat Stop with that. Me. No, I'm you're not. So gross. Stop. No, you're not. She's not. She's not. But when you're at home, you have your pajama eating practices, and that's different. All of us that our pajama eating practices are different than our people pants eating practices, like out in the world. That said, you're smacking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also our TV watching while we eat setup, which is terrible and atrocious. When we do it, sometimes we eat at the table. But when we are watching TV, now I'm sitting closer to you.
It's true.
There's nowhere else for me to go.
Yeah.
Except like in the hallway, which I might start doing.
Oh, no. You mustn't.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, buddy.
But it's because I'm... Okay. All right.
How but, are you?
Well... I wasn't expecting a skating story.
Really?
Out of that. Well, it's been a pretty skate light time, and yesterday seemed pretty unremarkable.
Oh.
But I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because you talked about lemonade.
Yeah.
Which I'm on a beverage journey right now.
Yeah, Dave is on a big beverage
journey. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a full regular Coca-Cola right now, so you wouldn't know that I was trying.
Well, but before that, you tried one of my Diet Cokes, and you were like, no.
Right. When I was a child, I was a little soda goblin. Mm-hmm. Loved my soda. Loved it. Had my Coca-Cola. When I got into middle school, I got into Surge. Not Surge, Squirt. We got Squirt at Sam's Club. What are you looking at?
Slurm, it's highly addictive.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what you were waiting for? You put that in the chamber and then just decided not to move until you had a chance to say it?
Yes.
She froze.
I did. I was like, don't forget your joke about Slurm.
Okay. I was still a soda boy in high school. Then in college.
Sorry. I'm just laughing again about
yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in college, I moved more to a Gatorade direction. Still a little bit of soda, but more Gatorade. When we met, I was a Gatorade boy.
Yeah.
It was Riptide Rush, the purple Gatorade.
Oh, yeah, that purple Gatorade.
I turned you on to it.
No, I don't like it.
Gatorade Frost was the type. You liked it at the time, Becky.
Oh, at the time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Still, my point is, I went from soda to a different as sugary drink, less caffeinated, but just exactly as sugary, you know? Then I left college, and I started to, like, get my shit together slowly and stopped drinking soda or sugar drinks altogether for a long time, probably until, like, 2020.
Yeah.
And then I started working soda back in, and I like soda. It's a great sometimes drink. Here's the thing. I want to drink it more than sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to drink it a lot of times.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be mindful of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a quest to find light sugar or zero sugar sodas that don't taste like trash.
Yeah.
Like trash bag water.
It's tough.
The sweeteners are bad.
Yeah.
Stevia is bad.
The one that I really like is monk fruit, but the monk fruit sodas are expensive because it's not as common, but it tastes way better.
Well, I'm not trying to break the bank.
Yeah.
So what I've done, I love, my favorite soda is Cherry Coke. I'd be okay with that being the only soda I ever drank in my life.
Yeah.
But I tried zero sugar.
Yeah.
I tried zero sugar Cherry Coke.
Did you try it out of the Coke Freestyle at the movie theater?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because at that theater, when you add cherry soda to, or cherry to something,
it's a different
zero drink. Sugar, it is not sweetened at all and it tastes like trash.
Ew.
It's really bad. That's why I dumped that one out, because it was so bad.
You look so entitled.
I wanted a zero sugar cherry Sprite, and I made one in the thing, and it tasted like nothing. It tasted so trashy. So I was like, well, I'm not drinking this.
How does it taste like cherry if it's not sweet?
It doesn't. It's just
But my
pink.
Cherry Coke tastes like cherry.
I know, but they must have a zero sugar cherry syrup that they're using. Because it is bad.
That is bad.
It is bad.
That's not what I had, though.
I've stopped getting cherry stuff at that movie theater. Anyway.
The Cherry Coke at that movie theater is like the gold standard. That's what all soda should be, is the Cherry Coke out of the Coke Freestyle machine.
Yeah.
That's the best drink in the world.
Okay.
It is.
I'll have to try it.
It is. So, I bought cans. I bought the little baby cans, like you're drinking of the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
The zero sugar Cherry Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Had one sip. I couldn't buy a single anywhere. I couldn't find a single. I looked for like 2 weeks for a single. I guess I could have gone to a gas station, but I don't go to gas stations because I don't drive that much, because I'm a good global citizen. So I bought the 6-pack of the little baby cans.
Oh, we still have them?
Yeah. I took one sip, garbage.
Yeah.
Texted you, said, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted. You said, I'll drink the other ones. So you already know that I bought it. I didn't get it at the Coke Freestyle, that I got it in the cans. And you know that the cans are that I still have that.
Cool. I love that. I'll drink them. I will try them.
You're welcome to them. Thank Go with you. God.
I'll do that.
So, big whiff there. Big whiff on the Diet Coke. I tried the Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the world loves Diet Coke. Everybody loves Diet Coke. You were just saying before we recorded, I'm not going to say your voice to you. Tell me what you said. Tell everybody what you said.
Dave came in here with the Diet Coke, and before he opened it, he said, if I don't like this, will you drink it? And I was like, sure. And so he was standing there, so he opened it, and he took the first sip in front of me and handed the can directly to me. And that reminded me that Diet Coke tastes good to me because of nostalgia. Like, there's the thinking part of my brain that knows it tastes bad, but then there's this other part of my brain that's like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
But
anyway.
I don't think you're alone.
No?
Everybody seems to love Diet Coke. Everybody really likes the flavor. I see it everywhere.
Yeah, it's weird.
Everybody drinks it.
Yeah.
So, and what we learned this week has more caffeine than regular Coke.
A lot more.
Like 1.5 times more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like 46 grams or milligrams or whatever versus like 32 or 34 in a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
Why were we looking that up?
I don't know why you...
Oh, because... So I bought poppies. I bought Poppy and Olipops, and I've been buying one of each flavor and going through, and I have a little checklist on the refrigerator for whether I liked it or not. And my goal is to do a comprehensive list, and then I'll have my hits.
Yeah.
And I can get my hits.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. But that's why we were looking, because some of them are caffeinated.
Oh, that's right.
And we were seeing how much there was caffeine in them.
Oh, yeah, because you handed me one at like 6 p.m. Right. And I said, on a weekday.
Right.
And I said, is this caffeinated? Because it was their like Dr. Pepper.
Right.
And Dr. Pepper has caffeine.
Yeah.
So does the Olipop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the top one, though.
Yeah, it tastes good. I would have had more of it except for it being late on a weeknight.
Yeah.
My alarm clock doesn't care if I made a bad decision about soda at 6 p.m.
Well, my investigation, we're falling mostly on bad, but there are some surprise goods in there.
Yeah.
And some that I'm like, I could do this. But that begs the question of why. Why are you doing that? You know?
Yeah, you should be like looking forward to this.
It should be a treat.
It should be a treat.
It shouldn't
feel like a chore.
Yeah.
If it feels like a chore, get it out of there.
But I want us to go through, once I've done what I feel to be a near comprehensive trip through,
mm-hmm.
I want us to talk about my yeses.
Okay.
Together.
That sounds
fun. To share
fun.
The yeses.
I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to do.
That's
but until
cool.
then, I'm drinking full-ass soda.
I love that for you. You enjoy Cherry Coke so much, it makes you so happy.
This is a regular Coke.
Oh.
We just had it, and I was like, I got to clean out the cabinet.
Yeah, got to do it.
Let's get stuff out of that cabinet.
Yeah.
Speaking of cleaning out, I'm cleaning out the whole house. You working on a slurm joke?
No.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you to go on. Say more.
Well, I thought you would support me and say, yeah, you are. You're cleaning out the whole house. We've said on the pod, I've been on this mission.
Yeah, you have been room to room, improving in each room.
Four trips to Goodwill at this point.
Yeah.
Four full carloads to Goodwill.
Yeah.
We just had dinner at a friend's, couple's house. They're both friends. We had dinner at friend's house, not a friend's. What do you say? How do you say?
Our friends.
How say?
Our friend's house.
At our friend's house. We had dinner at our friend's house.
The apostrophe is after the S because it's two friends.
It's two friends. They're so tidy.
Yeah, they keep nothing.
I know.
But she's like a real minimalist. Like she doesn't want anything new.
Right. We gotta strive for that. The stuff that I'm... Four carloads.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
And I'm not missing any of it. There was no hesitation on any of the stuff in those four carloads.
No.
That's bad.
Yeah. We've also been in this house for almost 20 years.
That's no excuse.
Long time to like accumulate stuff and shove it into closets.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. Like we can be better stewards of ourselves. I think we should be.
We could be.
I think we should be.
I agree that we could be.
I think... Well, you're sitting pretty because you're stuffing stuff into closets and I'm cleaning them out when I get sick of it. So yeah, I guess don't change.
Okay, I'm gonna be a contributing member of the household.
Yeah. One thing I did, a little side quest, is making our bedroom more pleasant to be in.
Wait, didn't we talk about this last
time? Yes! Oh my God! I have more to say on it.
Oh, okay. It is magical. It's a fairy wonderland.
That's in addition to the clean out.
Yeah.
It's trying to pretty it up. The new point that I was going to make, so sorry that I'm wasting time on our podcast, by the way. The new point I was going to make was we have had a steamer mop in the corner of the bedroom for probably like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten used to it. It's my view from the bed.
It's your view. That's the point I was making. It's almost like this is a valuable point to make. It's the first thing you see in the morning.
Yeah.
When you wake up.
Steamer mop.
We have steamed the floors maybe 10 times total since having the steamer mop. Why does it deserve princess placement in our house?
Yeah, I agree. It's not a princess appliance.
No, so I put it in a closet.
Yeah.
I put it in a closet this week. You didn't even notice.
No.
And then I pointed it out and you felt like 10 pounds lighter.
It's true. This is all a fact.
So I'm sorry that the points I'm making are annoying, or I'm not sure what your specific gripe is about me talking about this, but it is good.
It is.
It's, I'm doing a good thing, and it's, in my opinion, an interestingly good thing.
It is.
To talk about.
I'm all in, Dave.
Okay. Are you in to help me when I need it?
Yeah, you just got to ask me.
I do have to ask you. I do. I'm message received on that. It must be. It's like a magic item. It must be requested.
Yeah.
You must say the words to activate its power.
Correct.
Okay. I will say you've never let me down when I've asked for help.
Thanks.
You've never let me down.
Hey, speaking of dinner with friends.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our trip to Del Bar?
Sure.
Yay!
Okay, so first order of business, It's two words.
It is?
Yeah. It's two words.
Damn.
Del space bar.
No, it's truly not.
It truly is. Did you go, are you citing the URL?
I'm on their website.
Uh-huh.
It's one word.
There's a space between the L and the B.
Look at the Google result.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. I think they got it wrong. If you go to about us. So it's
Here's
one
the,
word.
Yeah,
so it's one word. It's D-E-L-B-A-R, no space between the L and the B.
Mm-hmm.
So let's both try to remember that, okay?
Yeah.
If we collectively.
Mm-hmm, as a team.
Try to be better.
Yeah.
About things and not get things wrong like that.
I commit to it.
Great, me too.
Great.
Me too. I'll keep you accountable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you continue to keep me accountable.
Yes.
Please.
So Del Bar is a Middle Eastern restaurant. There are actually a bunch of locations around Atlanta, but the one that we went to was in Inman Park. And it is not a fully vegan restaurant, but like a lot of Middle Eastern places, it had a lot of vegan options. It also turns out they're very accommodating.
Oh, yeah.
When we sat down, the first thing our server said was, have you dined with us before? Are there any dietary restrictions? When we said we're vegan, the server proceeded to give us a full rundown of what was vegan on the menu. And then it turned out that other things were veganizable that he didn't even mention. There are like a lot of options.
Yeah, he was off to the races the second that we said it. Like didn't miss a beat and was like, here's 15 options.
Yeah, this guy knew what he was doing. So before we talk about the food, let's talk about the experience. I'm learning and growing as a podcaster. So Dave and I...
so pointed. I didn't even realize you were stabbing me until I looked
down. No, because you always tell me.
Out of my side.
So this is the area where this restaurant is located is tough to park in. And so we went a little early because we figured we would need to park, like drive around looking for parking. Or park far and walk.
This is close to the Sexy Tooth.
Yes, it is right by the Sexy Tooth.
Where the Sexy Tooth was.
And we used our sexy teeth to eat this food.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So. I'm glad
we did that because we did have to park and walk.
We did. And on our walk, we parked and we came up from behind the restaurant. So we went around. And when you go around, there's this little sunroom off to one side. It's so cute. Just like. Real cozy looking and vibey with a nice view. And as we were walking by it, I was like, ooh, I hope we get to sit in there. But it's also packed, so I don't think we get to ask to sit in there. And then we just got seated in there.
Yeah, it was like...
Which was so nice.
The space was like the Wendy's. Not to pull up Wendy's again, but like in the dining room, like in the 80s, they used to have that curved solarium area where it was like a curved window.
Mm-hmm.
And you sat underneath it. It was very exciting. It was like that old vibe.
Yeah, it was just really cute and cozy in there. Like a nice low lighting, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Tough to photograph, though. I have no pictures of the food.
Yeah, it was packed.
It was packed.
A little loud,
yeah. I could only hear about 30% of what y'all were talking about, but...
I think I'm just getting old.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But, gosh, the food...
So we ordered some drinks first.
Yeah, we started with drinks. And what I ordered was the Sharbat e Kiar, which was a cucumber, coconut, mint, citrus drink. It came out. It was this like vibrant green creamy drink, but it wasn't like super thick because coconut milk can make things super thick and almost oily tasting.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't use too much coconut milk, just enough to like color it and give it a little flavor. This was so amazing. They have a whole zero proof section, and there were other drinks on here that were appealing to me, like a coconut chai tea and a barberry lime drink.
Yeah.
But I just went ahead and ordered a second one of these Charbati Kiar drinks because it was so good.
I had a Delbardier to start, which is their signature take on a Boulevardier. It was rye, Averna, Amaretto, and Capoletti. It was a Boulevardier, if you're familiar with that drink, with really, really strong, fruity, nutty direction from the Amaretto, which I thought was a really interesting take on it and matched a lot of the fruity, nutty vibe we were having from the rest of the food. Then my second cocktail I had later in the evening was the Saudi Money, which was bourbon, Amaro, Albaloo, and lime, which I thought was very good as well.
Nice.
That one was a little bit more like a paper plane, a little bit of a fruitier, tartier bourbon drink.
So from there, we just kind of ordered a bunch of appetizers. The one thing the server was not good at, I feel like, was conveying how much food was going to arrive on each plate, because it's kind of a family style place. And we weren't sure if we should be leaning into like a tapas direction where we order a bunch of stuff, or like, you know, each order one thing and then we share it all. So we just ordered a ton of appetizers.
Well, I think he was instructive.
Yeah.
Asking how many of us were planning to eat each dish and then recommending a number of dishes based on that.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, yeah, we were just pretty full for the second round of ordering, but we continued anyway.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
Yeah. We ordered one dish twice.
Yeah.
That's on us.
That is on us.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that one dish?
One dish was the falafel plate, fried garbanzo and fresh herbs, kale salad, pickled beets. Man.
Oh, man.
When I tell you, this is the best. Why'd you squint like that?
Was it pickled beets? I thought it was pickled onions. Beets? Okay.
Yeah. It was pickled beets.
Okay.
So anyway, as I was saying.
I'm so sorry.
When I tell you that this is the best falafel that I've had in my entire life. It was fluffy, which I did not think was possible with falafel. Might as well should have called it falafel. Because it was fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of falafel.
Yeah.
You could have called it falafel.
Falafel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was, I mean, I've had falafel that was not super dense. I think the more convenient the falafel option is, the more dense you're probably going to get. Like the Whole Foods falafel is like a ball of dark matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's still tasty, but like it's really toothsome, you know. This was light and airy, so much space within there. Like I was soaring. I annoyed people with how much I was talking about
the falafel.
How much I liked the falafel.
The falafel was good. We also ordered. We got the heirloom tomato salad, which was heirloom tomatoes, and they were little baby tomatoes, all different colors: red, yellow, and green.
Yep.
With red onion, radish, mint, Tauftun bread, and cucumber. And I have a feeling, I don't remember, the server told us that the bread they usually bring to the table is not vegan.
Mm-hmm.
The friends that we were dining with weren't vegan, but we ordered all vegan stuff so we could all share everything.
Yep.
So he brought half of the regular bread for them and then half of a different bread that's vegan for us. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had written
it was so
down.
Good.
It was so good. It was so loud in there. I couldn't hear him. And what was I going to be like? Can you spell that for me?
Right.
So, but if you do eat there, make sure you don't get the default bread because it's not vegan.
Right.
But gosh, that bread was so good. Light and fluffy. And we used it. I used it to sop up the dressing from this heirloom tomato salad.
Yeah.
And
I used it on the next dish.
Yes, which I did save for last, even though we ordered it second. The last dish we ordered was their hummus. It was the best hummus of my life. Let's talk about it.
The hummus has two options. One is a meaty option with lamb. The other is shroom, shishito, and egg, which you can get with just shroom and shishito.
And this was when I said there's stuff that they'll veganize.
Yeah.
This one, we were like, could you do that without the... Because we were like, we'll get the hummus either way, but if you could do this without the egg, we'd like this topping.
Yeah.
Let me describe this plate to you. The hummus comes on a plate. There's a smear of muhammara, which is this roasted red pepper dip, underneath. And it's like kind of spicy. And then they put the hummus on top and then they drizzle on the oil. And then on top was mushrooms and a shishito pepper.
Yes. They didn't say shishitos.
It says shishito.
It was a joke, but yes. They do. It does say mushroom, shishito, and egg.
So
they're all singular. It was an oversight.
Yeah.
It accidentally came with just one shishito.
Yeah. So it came with just a single shishito pepper. And the hummus was in front of me, so I served from it first. We were all kind of doing our plates. So I scooped up the hummus with some of the muhammara and mushrooms and a shishito pepper.
Yeah.
And I ate everything and we ate our whole first round of food. And then when we were kind of clearing plates out of the way, I moved the top of the shishito, like the little stem. Mm-hmm. I moved it because I was going to just keep my little plate, but not like all the dirty plates that were going away. So I put it on one of the dirty plates and one of the friends was like, what's that? And I said, oh, that's the top of the shishito pepper. And that is when I discovered that I had taken immediately and I ate it first and immediately eaten the only shishito pepper that came on the hummus.
Oblivious to the looks that the rest of us were giving each other when you did it.
I had like, no idea.
Oh wait, no, I'm kidding. We weren't doing that.
But I was accidentally a monster.
Yeah.
But this hummus, even without it, because I had several helpings of it without afterwards.
It was real pajama eating behavior.
Yeah.
That you applied.
This was the best hummus of my life.
Yeah.
We're going to go back on my birthday so that I can eat this hummus. And I want to order, there's a salad that it is an endive salad.
Ooh.
That I wanted to get it, but we were just ordering so much food already. Yeah. And I didn't want to be the vegan that was like, can we get this salad? It's an endive citrus salad with fresh greens, red endive, orange and grapefruit supremes, which is when they cut it so that it takes off the outside of the section.
Mm.
Sumac red onions, pepper, candied walnuts, and preserved lemon. Doesn't that sound just like an absolute dream?
It does.
There's also a beet carpaccio, but it's got feta and honey.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not eliminating two things. F that. I'll just get the endive salad, which looks incredible.
Well, what I might get is the rice again when we go back.
So for the second round, that was our first round of eating.
Yeah.
We were pretty full.
Yeah.
But we wanted to keep eating. Mm-hmm. And so he came back because that was supposed to be appetizers.
Yeah.
When he came back, we were like, well, we're getting pretty full, but we kind of wanted to do some kind of entree. And he recommended getting a rice. And then under the meats, there were a couple of things, I think, that could be made. Or there was one thing that could be made vegan.
That's right.
The rice we got was the Adas Polo, and it was tadig, lentil. Nope, because that's the one I wanted. We'll get that next time, maybe.
I wanted all of them.
Yeah, I wanted all of them.
We reached a consensus based on everybody's preferences.
Yes. We got the Sabzi Polo.
Correct.
Tadig, scallions, parsley, cilantro, fenugreek, basmati rice. I do love a fenugreek. It gives food such a special flavor. It's like an Indian spice herb, really.
At the risk of sounding repetitive, this was the best rice I've ever had in my life.
It's so good. It's that, it's like the crisps on the bottom, fluffy rest of the rice.
Yeah,
rice. And it was so, and they give you the crispy part too. When I think I said this at the restaurant, but when we went to Breaker and they said crisp rice in the salad, I was picturing this kind of crisped rice.
Right.
And so you can see why I was like, oh, when it arrived, because very different.
I just, you 5 minutes ago got very mad at me for recycling a point that I made on a previous podcast. And then you just did this now.
It's true.
You also did it at the table. You did it when we got home. You did it a week later.
I just kept
thinking. And you're doing it now.
I can't stop thinking about what that salad could have been if it had been what I pictured.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But I'm clear that this is what you meant when you meant crispy rice.
Yeah.
Burnt rice. But you mean the crispy rice like we had in this dish.
Yes. It was so good. So flavorful from all of those herbs.
Yeah.
Just delightful.
Yeah.
And then the entree under the meat section, it says vegetarian, but he said it's vegan also. It's a lamb shank stew. You just get it without the lamb shank. It's eggplant, yellow split peas, and tomato.
Yep. I was out at this point.
Ugh.
I tried it. And I've had, with this group that we've gone out with for dinner a few times now, I've tried eggplant just about every time.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it.
They're always pushing time. You into your eggplant.
No, I'm just having such a nice time. And I'm like, maybe I could be a better world person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I could open myself up and have a new experience and maybe like it. And it's worked.
Yeah.
But I don't like eggplant just across the board. And this reminded me.
So this was like the yellow split peas almost had like a brown lentil kind of texture when they were cooked. And like they were pretty firm. Not like, because yellow split pea, like if you're making a yellow split pea soup, you're cooking it until they dissolve. But these were like still pretty firm.
This looked like Boston baked beans to me.
They were whole.
Yeah.
The whole, well, whole halves. But you know, they didn't mush.
But like the appearance of them looked like, because they were in a glaze.
In a red tomatoey sauce.
Yeah.
And then it had just like a few pieces of eggplant in there, but the eggplant was like buttery. It like melted in your mouth. It was so good. It was like my ideal eggplant and Dave's eggplant nightmare.
I think it's dramatic to call it my eggplant nightmare.
He woke up screaming.
Me. It looked like a really well-made dish. Oh. It looked like a hearty stew option that I would have enjoyed.
Yeah. You were
like,
just full?
Everything about it, it was just not the eggplant. Like the flavor put me off a little bit. But it would have been great with that rice.
Oh, I thought it was so aromatic. The spices were incredible. Mm.
I had my little plate of falafel that we had incorrectly ordered.
Yeah, we did order more falafel.
Everybody was too full for it.
If we'd ordered more hummus, I would have eaten more hummus.
Yeah.
That was the move.
But then, like, we did all right. We took home a little bit of the eggplant, a little bit of the hummus, and a little bit of the falafel, and a little bit of the rice.
Mm-hmm. We had just enough for him and me to have lunch the next day.
Yeah.
We did good.
I think it's fine. You always, you know, when you go out as a group of four and only two of you take the leftovers that the whole table was sharing home, I think that and the shishito thing.
We're real jerks. They may not ask us to go out with them again.
Maybe we're a problem.
They did insist.
Okay. But is it the kind of like the sarcastic insistence of like, oh, no, well, I guess. No, you take it. You take it.
No, they were saying they had a ton of leftovers in the fridge already to eat.
I'm kidding.
Please go out with us again. We enjoy.
We're fun. We're fun to go out with.
We're fun and nice.
We follow the rules. We're polite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of us have to be reminded of the rules, but we'll follow them.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
Well, oh.
Yeah. Don't take the only shishito.
I didn't know. Delbar.
Just embarrassed me in front of our friends.
I
was mortified for the rest of the night. I wasn't. We went out for a nightcap. Mm-hmm. At Whoopsies?
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. Had a good time.
I had a ginger beer.
I got to say, back to Del Bar.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite restaurant in Atlanta at this point.
Mm.
I can't think of a place where I just said, I said two, you said one, of the five unique dishes that we ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them were the best of that food that we had ever had.
Yeah, That's bold. That's
what
big.
Else can you say that for?
Yeah.
What other place?
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, this is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline fresh from the tree of vegan news and present it, and we talk about it, and then I put it right back on that tree to live out the rest of its life. This one is from plantbasednews.org by Daniel Clark. It's a Clark joint from February 9th, 2024.
A freshie.
It is a freshie. They're all freshies.
Mm-hmm.
I pluck them fresh.
You do.
Occasionally there's one that's like older.
Yeah.
Usually a reason though.
Mm-hmm. It's usually something that needs to be brought up.
Right. I go in the cellar and pull out a vintage headline. But all right. This one is Every Pret is a Veggie Pret. Pret ends meat-free branches. With vegan food selling well in all stores, the company thinks Veggie Pret is no longer needed. Pret a Manger is closing the last of its Veggie Pret stores because people are buying vegan options at all of its branches, the company has said. The meat-free outlets were first opened 8 years ago as demand for plant-based food surged. Now, with veganism firmly in the mainstream, the stores are no longer needed, according to the company. Every Pret is a Veggie Pret shop, said Catherine Bagshaw, UK food and coffee director at Pret a Manger, the BBC reports. So, I'm going to stop right there and say, this is clearly a UK thing.
I'm confused. Are they getting rid of the meat in all the Pret stores, or they're just saying we don't need a separate thing because we have vegan options?
There was a Pret a Manger, and then there was a Veggie Pret. And Veggie Pret had fewer locations than regular Pret, but they were all vegan.
Gotcha.
Now they're saying Pret does well enough with vegan options that we're going to close the Veggie Pret.
Gotcha.
Feels spinny to me.
Very spinny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last three Veggie Pret stores will start serving meat alongside vegan food by the end of the month. So they're converting Veggie Prets into normal Prets.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a good news story.
I didn't say it was a good news story.
Okay. I know you didn't. I thought I misunderstood what was happening.
And that's the spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that.
You got spun.
They spun me.
Yes.
You spin.
Well, here's... So... 90% feels like spin. Mm-hmm. 10% is like, could be true. Could be a better thing for there to be a higher tide of vegan in these Omni restaurants than a smaller number of dedicated vegan options that have probably lower foot traffic, which is why they're probably closing them in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, they are closing the veggie ones, my take, because they are unsuccessful.
Yeah.
But they are also not... If I'm to believe this article, they're not stripping down the vegan options at regular Pret.
Right.
So that would tell me that there's a market for them. There's a demand for them. Just not dedicated enough to justify the Veggie Prets.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's definitely being spun like the vegan options are so successful that this dedication is no longer necessary.
Right.
I'm sure, of course, both of us would like there to be more just vegan Prets.
Yes.
But I think that there's a potential silver lining there.
Okay.
At least a copper lining.
Yeah, I'll go copper lining. Sure.
Okay. And I need you to just hold your comments until I'm done with the article,
so
please.
Sorry. But, so sorry.
Meat-free eating live and well. Food launches from major meaty brands from Pukka to Pizza Hut highlight the way vegan food is now completely mainstream in 2024.
Definitely a UK vegan story.
Yeah. Also, Daniel, just phrasing, just words and the order that they go.
Yeah.
it matters. Fast food giant Burger King is pledged to be 30% meat-free in the UK by 2030. Meanwhile, a collaboration between Costa Coffee and Bosch has brought plant-based food to new audiences, with a recent study finding that the number of vegans in the UK soared to 2.5 million last year. There is little doubt that the movement is growing stronger and more accessible. So that's good. I feel like, obviously, we have a long-running sentiment that UK has it better than the US, and I think that that's true. I think that at a city-by-city level, I think that there is a lot to be excited about and optimistic about in the U.S. as well. Mm-hmm. I think that our fast food game is declining, where around the world it seems to be increasing.
Yeah.
And I hope that that changes soon.
Yeah. Agree. Agree across the board.
Okay. Now the floor is open for your thoughts.
Wait, really?
This is Talkin' Toad News.
All right, and one thing that is on the rise, actually I don't think that's true, is advertising spends. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. How was that ad? Was there one? Was there two? And where's my money from those? So this is kind of related to our gripes and grumbles coming out of the Talkin' Toe News article. Whole Foods. Notable within the Streepy family, at least, and I think more widespread than that, for having a really banging chocolate chip cookie.
This cookie, y'all, was crisp on the outside, tender and fluffy on the inside, ooey gooey chocolate chips. So amazing. Toll House level chocolate chip cookie.
Nobody would ever suspect it of being vegan.
Never. It was so good.
Yeah.
God, it was so good.
It was a hit. It was a hit. I would go to Whole Foods during lunch at work and I'd bring a box of cookies back for everybody, put it out in the break room. Everybody's having the time of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even know that I was the angel that brought this for them.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want smiles.
Yeah.
I don't need to own the smiles, you know?
Just a top tier. So they perfected the vegan chocolate chip cookie. And then they were like, you know what we should do is monkey with perfection.
Well, so you kind of. Okay. I'm trying to tell a story.
Sorry. I was trying to contribute. I take the story.
So the new year comes. I'm back in the office after the holidays, walking down to Whole Foods to get my lunch, and I see the packaging has changed on my Whole Foods chocolate chip cookies. So I get them because I'm like, hey, this could be content. Lo and behold, brought them back, brought them home for the family. Usually when I do this, it has about a 6-hour life, maybe 2 days. But they're gone pretty fast.
The first thing that happens is we have a parade because those cookies are so good. And right. We're excited that we're going to eat them.
Yep.
There was no parade this day. I was like, these look different.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's, you did not even try them that day.
Yeah. No.
So the packaging visually turns you off.
Yeah. Instead of being in that cute little brown box, they're in one of those plastic clamshells.
Yeah.
And for something, and, but also you can really see them. And the texture looked bad to me. I was like, these don't look right. They looked bad.
Ugly packaging.
Ugly cookies.
They didn't look bad. They looked different.
They looked bad. The texture looked wrong.
They looked more factorial. They looked more Pillsbury-esque than like something that was homemade, which is how they looked before.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
They looked produced, yeah. Not baked.
I'm a podcaster.
Hell yeah.
I paint pictures with my words.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I've also noticed I talk too quietly on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are on to me about talking too loud.
Yeah, you got to kind of find a middle range and stick in there.
I think we just need better mics.
No, you just got to...
They can't see that.
If I do a big laugh, I duck to the side so that it's not so loud.
Wow. Well, you came up in radio.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. In the funny world of jazz radio.
I did.
Jazz NPR. Where laughing is nonstop.
I was the news producer by day, a radio jazz DJ by night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delilah.
That was so great because when I that's what I wanted to do was radio. And they were like, I told that to my advisor and he was like, you should apply for an internship at the radio station. And I did. And I got it. And they were like, the only thing is we have to pay you. Like they said it like it was a bad thing. I was like, please pay me. I would love to be paid to do the job I want to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my short stint in radio. I loved it.
You should get back to it.
Golden age. I loved doing radio.
Why don't you get back to it?
How?
Sirius.
Okay.
Sirius has hosts.
That's true.
So that's how you be a DJ for a radio station. So I noticed flagging enthusiasm for the cookies after a couple of days.
I did try one.
Asked you to eat some for the podcast. You said you didn't want to.
I didn't. I was like, these look bad. So I took one. I took two bites of it. It was terrible. It was dry. It was like... dry when you bit into it and then turned gummy in your mouth. There wasn't enough chocolate chips. And the chocolate chip quality has also gone down. Instead of like the fudgy, melty vegan chocolate chips, these are like kind of hard, chalky chocolate chips. I didn't like any part of it. And then I was like, do I finish this cookie? And I was like, why would I eat? We had other cookies. So I threw that one away and I got the oatmeal raisin cookie.
You baked other cookies.
Yes.
You baked other cookies before we finished this box of cookies.
That's how bad these looked.
This is why our house is full of stuff.
Honestly, I forgot about those cookies when I baked the oatmeal raisin ones.
That is why our house is full of stuff.
I took one look at those and I was like, I'm not going to eat those. So in my mind, we didn't have any cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scale that out to things.
That's true.
And that's the same approach to stuff. I'm bad about it too. I'm not indicting you specifically. We're both criminals. You are the ringleader of this gang though.
What?
Of the...
I'm not the one with Amazon packages on the porch all the time.
That's right. You're also not the one taking four trips to Goodwill in a 2-week span.
No.
But I'm saying that I am... staying on top of the ins and the outs better than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that the mentality that we have with these cookies, that we have with dips, that we have with the difference between new food and older, slightly older food is the same problem that we as Streepies have with things. It's the same problem that Americans have with everything. I'm just saying that we could do better.
Okay, I'm going to work on myself in 2024.
We're going to work on ourselves in 2024 because we're a team.
Dave, what do you think about these cookies?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry. Excuse me.
You made oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah, I did. And those were gone in 2 days.
Yes, the point that I was going to make before you tried to move on because you're getting annoyed is that I jumped ship to the oatmeal cookies as well. I finger wagged you with one hand while I had a cookie in the other.
Yeah, because those cookies are banging.
So I'm telling on myself too. Mm-hmm. Let me do that. See, it's not just Dave getting on to Becky. It's Dave getting on to Dave and Becky.
That's an entity.
It's us loathing.
Great.
It's not self-loathing. It's not you loathing.
It's a whole it's different us thing. Cool.
I thought it tasted not great, but I didn't think it was awful. I want to preface this. I will not buy these again. They have no place in our house. There are better cookies. The take and bakes from Kroger are head and shoulder above anything coming out of Whole Foods right now.
Yeah, to me, those were like, I would take either one neck and neck. The Kroger ones were slightly better, but now the Kroger ones are like astronomically better.
Yeah. And they taste like you bought a box of cookies off the shelf, and those cookies were loaded with preservatives and would never, they wouldn't go bad for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. But some of those cookies can be good, but with all of them, you miss that day one flavor. Mm-hmm. Like none of those cookies, like Chips Ahoy or whatever, like none of them have like a day one flavor. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about the take and bakes is you get that day one flavor for a couple of days and then they're gone.
Because yeah, they're so good.
Right. So these are day two cookies on day one. And they're just not, there's nothing special about them. They've taken everything special out of it.
Yeah. They're bad, y'all. Yeah. Don't waste your money.
Yeah.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10 falafels, how many would you give
these? Two. I give it 2 falafels. I was sick of the package. I was sick of the plastic clamshell at one point. And so I said to our child, it was just me and him that night, I was like, hey, tonight we're gonna pig out on the rest of these chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. And he said, yay, yippee, and was so excited to eat them. So they passed a child's test. A child, he was as enthusiastic for those as he was for the original recipe. So that's where the 2 comes from.
Okay.
They're not garbage.
0. Okay. 0 for me.
All right.
Because not only were they bad, but such a disappointment. Because when you came back from Whole Foods and said you got chocolate chip cookies, that's exciting.
I wanted to be excited as well. I was excited.
I know.
Yeah. I wanted to like them.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to eat some gummies?
I'm nervous. What do we got?
So these are C'est Bonbon. They are French gummies. Oh, ho, ho. Sent to us by listener Marilyn. They came in the same box as those tahine gummies that we tried not too long ago.
Yeah, did we like those?
I liked them, but then I haven't eaten them since.
Same.
Because there's just always other candy in there that I want.
Yeah.
I keep going back to those Airhead Extremes if I want to eat a fun gummy.
Our snack situation is real bad right now.
No, it's better now that we went to the store, but better it's still today. Not great.
Yeah. It's been a bad 2 weeks for snacks in our house.
It's been rough, y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to try these. Maybe they'll help get our snack game back on point.
I'm up to try anything.
It says spreading happiness one candy at a time, and then it says it underneath in French.
Okay, how many colors?
I'm seeing red, orange, and blue.
Okay, no green?
Red, orange, and blue.
No yellow?
Ooh, they smell nice. I'm just going to take a red, orange, and a blue, and then I'll pass them on to you.
Dirty hand just deep in there, huh?
Yeah, I want to eat the blue one last. Orange first.
Oh. Going with the incisors.
They're not that hard.
No, they're not.
Ooh, they're like a gumdrop consistency.
They are. They are.
Mmm.
I'm having fun.
Ooh, it's nice and tart. I feel like orange is sometimes too sweet, and this orange is real tart.
I was going to say it's not tart enough.
Mmm. I'm making my mouth water. It's so tart.
Going red.
Red? Okay.
That's good.
Is this cherry?
It's gotta be. Mm. Did you say that they're bonbons?
Look on the back. See? I'm eating a blue one.
Happiness is spreading happiness one candy at a time. Propager du bonheur un bonbon à la fois.
Pretty good.
Bonbon candy.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with these. They're kind of giving me Sour Patch Kids with a little bit of a different... Sour Patch Kids are a little firmer.
You could eat more of these than a Sour Patch Kid.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't stick in my teeth as much.
Yeah, I like them. They're fun.
Oh, these are really fun. I'm going to have another one.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Marilyn. I love them. I'm going to try red, blue, and an orange at the same time. Now I'm closing them because I'm hungry and I don't want to get a stomach ache. Hey, we got a letter. Speaking of letters.
Okay.
You didn't say. Carolina writes, ooh, hearing about your mouse dream, I have to tell you that I have been living that dream for the past couple of months.
Yeah.
We bought an old house in October and quickly realized that we had mice in the kitchen. I got these great mouse traps that catch the mice without harming them. Every night, I would catch these adorable mice, bring them with me on my bike ride to work. Oh my gosh, this is the cutest thing I've ever heard. And release them in the woods on the way. And you guys, they were so cute, like teeny tiny forest mice. So small and cute. I just wanted to boop their little noses all day long.
I wonder if you'd let them stick around if they would have helped you sew a dress.
Yeah. Or climb up into your chef's cap and help you bake a cake.
Oh.
We have since fixed. He's a rat. We have since fixed the holes in the wall that they sneaked in through, but I sure miss their little faces. I made videos of me releasing them and showed to my little students at work. I teach middle school art, and they loved it too.
That's delightful.
There's a postscript as well.
No. You looked at me. It's mean to me.
Becky, doing the business end of the showering first is right. Don't let a man dictate mindset or showering for you. Carolina, my friend in feminism. I agree. Anyway, let's go back to the mice because that's really cute.
Okay.
I love this idyllic life that she paints too. This like her, the humane mouse trap on the back of her bike as she pedals through the countryside to teach middle school art and she yeah. releases them into the forest. Gosh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cute.
What a dream you're living, Carolina. And socialized medicine on top of all of that.
Right.
If you fall off your bike, you're not going to be bankrupted.
Right. And teaching art. Very cool.
Yeah, how cool.
Very cool. Just cool across the board.
Yeah, thank you for that letter, Carolina. If you would like to write us a letter, write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram like Carolina did. I read and respond to everyone. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Wow.
And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Did you know that if you share a story about us and tag us, we will share that story in our stories?
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
We're so generous.
That's how you get famous.
That's how you do it. By getting shared in Talkin' Tofu's story.
Talkin' Tofu.
Another way you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our Tee Public shop. That's teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including one for amazing oatmeal raisin cookies, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken at TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.